Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the God and Light podcast, the Tada Effect. I have a message, and it's going to be a quick episode, and I want to talk about relationships, and I want to just put this out there. Why are people so fixated on wanting to be in a relationship? And as I continue to journey life, one thing I know for sure is it's because that's how divine alignment is designed for us to heal. People heal in relationships because we are reflections. And so we can't just speak about being reflections and not acknowledge that we heal the deepest when someone pinpoint the parts of ourselves that we can't see. Relationships, in my experience, are only designed for us to be able to heal, grow, and evolve. Our relationship is designed for me to help you see the parts of yourself that you refuse to see or you don't have access to see. And what happens is the love tends to be the icing on the cake. But relationships are mirrors. And they're only intended to be mirrors. And when we forget that, that's when the pain comes. That's when we stay in relationships longer than we were supposed to. That's when we end up having very traumatic situationships with people because we forget that we're supposed to be in this relationship to learn our lessons, to hold space for one another as we heal, grow, and evolve. If we're constantly looking for love, if we're constantly looking for medicine, if we're constantly looking for a person to put medicine on our wounds, we'll always forget the purpose. So it makes sense that people want to be in a relationship so bad because the God in all of us is like, hey you. You know, you are the exact soul that I need to help me acknowledge I have daddy issues, mama issues, family issues, deep-rooted issues, to name a few. I said all that to say this. You can say on the surface level, date as many people as you find the one. But if you don't recognize that you're the one that you're actually looking for, then it don't matter who you date. Everything outward is going to be a validation. It's going to be confirmation of what you haven't sought inward. The moment that you look in the mirror and you realize that you're the one, you will meet your mirror. I'm going to say it one more time. The moment that you look in the mirror and realize that you are the one, you will meet your mirror and not a day before. I don't know if y'all heard me clear, and I said it. I only lost one thing and needed it back. And that one thing that I lost and needed back was myself. I just know that life is coming from us and not at us. And being aware that, or just sitting with that and realizing that in itself takes time. Keep pushing through. You are all you need. And when you can be that for you, imagine what life reflects to you. Wholeness, nirvana, a bliss, no matter what challenges you see. You just know that you gotta grow through it, because we all come here filled with programs. We've all experienced so many conditions, but that does not solidify who we are. Do y'all understand really why I say we all are one and we all are dealing with the same shit? It just look different. Those are the programs. And it's, are you willing to build? Are you willing to show up as your truest form, no matter how it sounds, no matter how it look? You are you, and you are enough. Showing up is enough. If no one told you that you are enough today, I'm telling you, you are enough. You go through and you connect with certain individuals in your journey because they are a part of it. They were a part of you, or they are you. So just continue to strut in this journey with your head held high, and know that all is well, no matter what it looks like. Be unattached, however connected. I love y'all. Until next time, peace.